It's time for another B moment. Let's let our heart say, this is my B moment. My moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. So today I am thinking about the concept of faith because I just finished reading about three very profound instances of faith in the book of Matthew. And the first one is about a Roman officer who has one of his young servants back home ill. He says to Jesus, I am not worthy to have you come into my home, but you can heal him right from where we stand. In the second instance, which is the common story of the young woman who's been hemorrhaging blood for the last 12 years, she too knows that all she needs to do is touch Jesus's garment and she will be healed. Finally, there's an instance of a man whose daughter who's already died, and he says to Jesus, if you just come home with me and lay your hands on her, she can be brought back to life. So these three people teach me three key things. The first is their faith is in the stratosphere of knowing. They are beyond believing what God can do. They know what he can do for them. The second is I see less is more. With this kind of faith of knowing, it only requires a fraction of Jesus's action to produce these types of results. And then finally, they teach me about their demeanor. They do not seem to be riddled with fear. They are not constantly petitioning or begging God. They don't seem frantic in any way. And so the scripture today is Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. And so I've been thinking lately about, you know, what it means to impress God and just the importance of having love and showing love and kindness for each other. But having this caliber of faith of knowing also ranks high to get God's attention. Finally, share this B moment because others desire to be inspired.